If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my saying, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. This is the Bible. Another name for the Bible is the canon. The canon. The canon has 66 books. 39 Old Testament and 27 in the New Testament. From cover to cover, there's two things that this book talks about. Life and love. Life and love. There is nothing in this book that has not already been done, that we have not already endured. Everything that each and every one of us have endured, as small as our little lives or as long as our longevity life, there is nothing that we have not endured, that we have endured, that's not in this book. Nothing. From beginning to the end, from Genesis to Revelation, there is nothing in this book that wavers away from God's love for us. From Genesis to Revelation, his love from the beginning to the end. So, First Lady, what are you talking about? Well, I said that to say this. We all go through something. We all hurt. We all have hurted someone. We all have been hurt by someone. But nevertheless, we all have been saved by grace and mercy.
Yes. Yes.
Nevertheless, grace and mercy. Mercy is the withheld punishment, and grace is the unmerited favor.
Yes.
So as you go throughout your life, think about this. What you're going through, what you're in, what you're coming out of, is nothing different than what we say all the time. It's in the good book. Life application is in the good book.
Right.
How do you get past it? How do you get through it? How do you get over it? How you get around it? It's in the good book.
Right.
It's in the book. You know, they say, you want to teach somebody something, put, if you don't want somebody to learn something, put it in the book. I disagree. I totally disagree. Because knowledge is power.
Yeah.
And it's not that we're going to have power over anyone, but you have power over your situation. You have power over your circumstances. Anything that you're going through, you have power over that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And trust me. Trust me. Know this. Anything that you have gone through, you can overcome it. Anything. And I'm saying this from a child of 9 years old. Anything that you are going through, you can overcome it. Any and everything. We all have a purpose in our lives. From your mother's womb, you had a purpose. A lot of people do not have so many things clouding in their lives that you forget your purpose. Guess what? Your purpose is in the good book. Your purpose is in the good book. So, when life beats you up, and I'm talking to the 8-year-old, I'm talking to the 9-year-old, I'm talking to the 49-year-old, 59-year-old, 69, 89-year-old, when life beats you up, it says it right here. We just read it. He didn't leave us alone.
Right.
We had a comforter.
Yes.
So if way back then, before any of us was ever thought of, Jesus and God got together with the Holy Spirit and said, they need us. From the beginning. From the beginning of your life. We have needed them. And I say them because they're the Trinity and they work as one.
Yes.
You can't have one without the other.
Amen.
You can't have God without the Father, without the Holy Ghost. They all work together. So you need them. So do not ever think that you are by yourself, because you're not. When you get up in the morning and you look in that mirror and you see the image of God every day, know that He is with you.
Yeah.
Our challenges of every day comes and they go. We have our good days and we have our bad days. But guess what? We are not to complain.
Yeah.
Don't get complacent in your life. Don't just settle. Stop settling.
Yes.
Stop settling. You are kings and queens of the Most High. You don't have to settle for anything. Nothing. If it's not good for you, and it's not good for you, and it's not good for you, that's not something you need. Notice, I didn't say anything about good to you. Because that's a feeling. And that is not what we act on as our feelings. Now, don't get me wrong. We're all human. Right? Okay. So, therefore, we are to know that what God has for you is for you. Amen?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Give God a hand clap.
Praise. Yeah.
loves us. His love is unconditional.
Yes.
It's unconditional. And if you abide, as the word says, if you abide in him, abide in this word, you'll see how much he loves you. He has a love on you that no man, no man can match. That's that agape love. It's unconditional. No matter how much we have messed up in our lives, he still loves us. See, the difference between the agape love and agapeo love is the agapeo love is reciprocation. You love me, therefore I love you back. Agape love is what God did for us. He gave his son, his only begotten son. See, that was a mission. And guess what? That is, God is the only one that can give the agape love, because his love was so unselfish, he gave his only son. That's agape love. Now, mind you, we want to have the spirit and the character of Christ, of agape love. But we're in the agapeo. Amen? Amen. So we have to change our mindsets. We have to get out of the agapeo and get into the agape.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
Amen. So, I said that to say this. Everything that we're going through, everything that we have to endure, I said it before, stay focused. But listen to this. Your ministry, this ministry, our ministry is as effective as our commitment and our faithfulness to God. The ministry is as effective as your commitment and your faithfulness to God. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So, and that's where I wanted to, that is why I moved from Jesus telling you that he's here with you. And he sent the Holy Ghost to be with you. And as long as you abide in him, he's going to abide in you. And everything that you're going through, do not think that the Holy Ghost is not with you. And everything that you're going through, do not think that it has not already happened. Everything in this life has already happened. Murder, incest, adultery, fornication, lying, cheating, backstabbing. Everything that we all have gone through in our life, guess what? It's already happened. And if you see in the word, you see how they all overcame. Some didn't. But that's the book of life. But we are all more than conquerors, right?
Yeah.
We are all more than conquerors. So, once again, your ministry is as effective as your commitment and faithfulness to God.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that means if you are a part of the ministry, there is no reason why we cannot be effective. That means we don't have any excuse why we can't minister. We have no excuse why we cannot be that beacon of light to anyone. We don't have that excuse. We don't have that luxury. Why? Because we are believers and we have said and made a commitment to Christ.
Yeah.
That we were going to do his will.
Right, right.
His way.
Yeah.
So if we said that, we don't have an excuse. We have to continue to be effective.
Yeah, exactly.
We have to. How are we going to be effective? By being committed and by being faithful. Not to Pastor Gardner, not to Liberty Temple Church, but to the Lord. Because if you are effective, if you are committed and faithful to God, everything else is going to line up. If we get this vertical relationship to where it's supposed to be, our horizontal relationships will work itself out. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, as ministers of Christ, and I feel that we are all ministers of Christ, as ministers of Christ, I have jotted down a few scriptures. So get out your pen, as you know how I am. Write it down. Go back, as Pastor Arnie said, and chew on it. Sup on it. We need to be effective. Just like they say on your job, you need to be effective and efficient. That's how you keep the train moving. Effective and efficient. And that's how you keep the ministry moving. Being committed and being faithful. This is not a fly-by-night. This is not the empire. We need to make sure that we know exactly the reason why we are doing what we're doing for Christ. Because only what you do for Christ lasts. Amen? Amen. Is everybody ready to write? Okay. So, and then being effective and efficient, committed and faithful to God for your ministry, first thing you need to do, Matthew 6:33. Now, I'm giving you these scriptures because they're my favorite scriptures. Not only that, but they make sense. They make sense. Matthew 6:33 and 34. But seek first the kingdom of God. What did it say? But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So once you seek him first, and the kingdom, which is king, sovereign, dom, short for dominion, the kingdom of God. So you're seeking the kingdom of God first. So while you're seeking him first, you realize that's where you become effective, because you're moving in his will where he wants you to be. You got to seek him first. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Philippians 4:6-7. And I'm almost done, Therese. For real. Philippians 6:7 says, be careful or be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And 7 says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And it should say, should keep your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. Because that's where we're going through. We're in Christ. Don't be anxious for nothing. Lord, what do you have me to do? Whatever your ministry is, whether your ministry is ushering, your ministry is dancing, Your ministry is speaking. Your ministry is music. Your ministry is compassion. Your ministry is nursing. Whatever your ministry is, you pray on it, seeking him first. Matthew 6:33. But then when you go into your prayer and your supplication of that, don't be anxious about it. Say, Lord, what will you have me to do? That's what he wants you to do. He don't want you to be anxious about nothing. That's where it goes back to Matthew 6:25, when it says, don't worry. It's the same thing. Right. Don't worry. Why you gonna worry about something you have no control over? Right. The birds aren't worrying. The fowls of the earth aren't worrying. Right. Why are we worried? So when we pray, we're praying and we are making our requests known. So be specific. Be very specific of what you want.
Right.
What are you praying to God for? And then be thankful. You already know through your faith that you already know that he's going to do, except it's, what did it say in John? It says, ask what you will in my name.
Right.
We just read that, right?
Yeah.
John 14:14. Whatever you want, ask of it in my name. So there is your prayer and then your thankfulness, because you done asked Jesus, well, you have asked what you wanted in Jesus' name, and you have made your, you have been specific about it, but then you're thanking God already because he's moving.
Right.
So now you're going to walk into it.
Right.
Walk into your ministry. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. And then the peace of God. Once you thank them for it, then it's time to go. Then we let it go. Because we already know that he's moving, right? You know, one of the famous sayings is, while we trying to figure it out, he done worked it out. Why? Because we want to be human and we want to be God at the same time. We can't. That's not our job. So how about you do yours and let him do his?
Amen.
We get beside ourselves. But that's being effective, an effective ministry. Don't get beside yourself. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So let's look at the foundation of hope. Go to Colossians 1. It's right after Philippians. Colossians 1:26-27. That's your foundation of hope. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It says, even the mystery. The mystery which have been hid from ages, from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this ministry, of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So Paul said, that's the mystery, but it's been given to you now. Now you know what it's about. Now you know that abiding in Christ Jesus, allowing him to abide in you and you in him, that's your hope of glory. That means whatever it is, that's your faith in, that's your faith in action, that you move in when you've already had your prayer, you've already supplicated, you sought him first, then you prayed. Then your supplication, made your request known. Now, and trusting and believing and having the hope that he's going to do what he's doing. Isn't that right, Sister Angela? That's how you move, right? You move. Exactly. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
One thing we get caught up in when we are in ministry is we forget what the ministry is about or what the ministry is for. We forget who we're serving when we're in the ministry. You forget. You get caught up in certain things, traditions, how things are supposed to go, and you forget what you're supposed to do. But Galatians 1:10 says this, For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? Or if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. In essence, only what you're going to do for Christ is going to last. So we're not up here serving. We're servants. We're servants of the Lord. But we're not serving to please man. When I lay my head down, I said, Lord, did I do anything that was not pleasing to you today? And the Holy Spirit will let me know if I did. And then there's sometimes I did. And what did he says? Nope. Or yes. Forgive me. Because Lord, it is not about you. It's not about me. It's about him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So Galatians says you are to be persuaded that what you're doing for Christ, not what you're doing for man. All man is going to see Christ in you. And that's what he wants us to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Galatians 6. We're still in the book of Galatians. Galatians 6 and 10. Remember, we're being effective. And this is how we're being, how our ministry is being effective, is our commitment and our faithfulness to God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, and it says, Galatians 6 through 10, let him that is taught you in word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. The anointing, corporate anointing. Everyone, there is an opposite to everything. So the opposite of bad is, the opposite of negative is, the opposite of death is, everything that I gave you a negative connotation, you gave me a positive reaction. Keep that with you. Because there are going to be people that's going to be in your circle that comes around you that always has something negative to say, that always has something negative to bring out, that always has something negative. Nothing good ever comes out of their mouth. So that's why you, as an effective minister, you need to be positive. Stay positive. Stay positive, because everybody sees around you. Now, trust me, there get some negative times, but I try to remain positive. If I got a real negative spirit on me, I go into a secret place and I have to, you going to get yourself together. You understand me? Because you sitting up here acting real ugly. We have to do that sometimes. It's not always fun and roses, but when people are around you, by you being a minister, people are looking to see how you react. People will give you negative stuff just to see how you react to it. You know, you go outside and say, "Woo, that's a beautiful day today," but you know in 20 minutes it's going to rain thunder and lightning. Really? I just want to live in the moment of this good, beautiful day and the sunshine. But it's always going to be somebody that's going to give you that negative counter tone. You have to stay prayed up, seeking him first in the word. Let everything that comes out your mouth, let it be good. You know what your mother said, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. But that is a true statement. Our grandparents told us, our mother that told us, but God says it best. And when he says it, and how he says it best, he says, speak life. Speak life. Speak life. Death is all around us. We have to speak life. Not only speak it, but we gotta live it. Stop talking the talk and walk the walk. You live life, you speak life. People are watching you. Everything that you do. Why? Because they want an excuse of not to serve the Lord. They want an excuse of not to love the Lord. They want an excuse. So what do? You know how people is. Nobody wants to be accountable or responsible for their actions. So what they do is they look at you and then they say, I told you. I told you. See, that's why I don't go to church now. I told you she was like that. I told you he was going to say that. He was going to act like that. And all of that then is that they want to justify their own shortcomings. Okay? Because they always looking for something negative for you. So they want to justify their own shortcomings. But guess what? They got shortcomings too. And we got shortcomings too. Everybody in here, we all got shortcomings. Some form or another. We can be meticulous about something. You know, I mean, we all have shortcomings, but that's our human nature. That's our human nature. But guess what? We don't need nobody to remind us of it. I really don't need you to tell me how I just like can't stand the toilet seat up.
All right.
Now that could be very minute to somebody. But see, that's a shortcoming to me because I would just sit up there, you left the toilet seat up. Well, it's not that serious, really. It really isn't that serious. Yes. However, on a day like some of the days us ladies be having, that's like you done knocked the stick off my shoulder. That's like a fight going on right then and there. So, don't let anyone spray negativity on you. Just like that song that said, God blocked it, block it. Give them some positive back. See, people don't know how to react to you when you spit positivity on them. When you give them love anyway, in spite of who they are, in spite of how they treat you. They don't know how to act. And then they sit up there and start scratching their head. Now, mind you, I'm going to tell you, sometimes it get worse before it get better. Because they just can't believe that you still positive. They can't believe that you're still giving love. So then they going to try to do something else. Then they going to try to do something even worse. Sometimes somebody even may have tried to take your life. Because they cannot believe you this positive and you got this much love in you. Don't let anybody take your life. Remain positive. Yeah. Everything that we go through is our test, just set up for our testimony. That's all it is. We are all walking and living testimonies, one shape, form, or another, of how I got over. Yes? How I got over. My God, how I got over. I'm not supposed to be here.
Come on, come on. Mm-hmm. Yes.
How many can say that?
Yes.
Whatever happened in your life, whether it was of disease, whether it was of your own doing, whether it was at the wrong place at the wrong time, whatever it was, you're not supposed to be here. And you know this. So every day that you get up, that is a day of Thanksgiving. That's a day of Thanksgiving. I'm not supposed to be here. Lord, thank you that I'm here today. New mercies I see. Do you know how blessed you are? Oh my God. Each and every one of us can shout to the hilltop of how we love the Lord. And guess what? Don't let nobody make you ashamed of how you love the Lord. I don't care what you're doing in your life. Don't let nobody make you ashamed about how you love the Lord. Because he first loved you. Why are we going to sit up here and let this negative people tell us when and how we should be loving on our Lord? He woke us up. Now they ain't did nothing but talk and run their mouth. But you want me to be quiet about how I love the Lord? You want me to be quiet about how he saved my life? You want me to be quiet about this child that's going through something I need to tell her that's going to get her to live? You want me to be quiet about that? No. Do not let anyone close your mouth when it comes to the affairs of God. When it comes to the love of God. Don't let anybody close your mouth. You deserve it. You deserve it. That's what I mean by stop settling. You deserve it. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be happy right here. On this earth. Now he talks about the new heaven and earth in Revelation. And yes, I'm looking forward to that too. But guess what? You know why I'm looking forward to that? Because I'm not going to have no more corruption on me. This old nature up in here, this enemy that's in me. This chick, she had me going this morning. I'm feeling inadequate. I'm feeling like everything. You know you. I'm like, Lord, what did I do? But that's it. When you get closer, somebody is going to try to deter you. And guess what? Sometimes it's self. You get self-doubt. You start thinking that, well, maybe I ain't. Maybe I'm not the brightest monkey in the tree. Like Pat Williams. Maybe I'm just a koala bear. We get to start doubting ourselves. Stop doubting yourself. Because that old nature will make you feel as though you are inadequate. But guess what? God made you in his image, and you are perfect in his image. Yes. That's how he made us. Amen. So walk in that. Walk in the perfect love. Not that I'm a perfect person, but I got perfect love for Jesus Christ. And display your love horizontally. He gave it to us vertically. He gives it to us every day. Display it horizontally. Even those that don't want it. Because at the end of the day, you've done your assignment. You've done your purpose. And there's going to be people in your life who don't want your love. Who don't want your positivity. Who don't want your support. Who don't want your scripture. Who don't want your advice. And that's okay. Because Jesus said it best. He said,
come on.
Shake the feet, dust off your feet, keep on moving.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You go ahead, you do what God has you to do. And if it's not accepted, guess what? Keep it moving.
Right.
Keep it moving. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So the last one.
Oh,
Lord, let me hurry up. He about to leave. Last scripture, Romans 12, 1 and 2. I think that's a model for all of us. It is your Christian responsibility. It is. This is your responsibility. Mind you, all of this is being effective ministers. Effective ministers. How we are effective? We are committed and we are faithful to God. Not letting anything in our lives keep us from doing His will and His purpose. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Romans 12, 1 and 2 reads, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be ye, I'm sorry, it's not ye, but ye too. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So while we daily renewing our minds, when we wake up daily just grateful for waking up in the morning, we already have renewed our mind. We renew your mind on the positive things. What do I'm going to do today, Lord? What would you have me to do today, Lord? That should be your first question after, thank you, Lord, for waking me up.
Yeah.
First question. That's the first statement is, thank you, Lord, for waking me up. Second statement is, what would you have me to do today, Lord? That's how you proving the renewing of your mind. That's how you are being responsible. That's how you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God for His reasonable service. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That's what that means. It's not that you're perfect, because we're not. But you present your body. You present your body and you renew your mind. So we got a whole package here that we're moving daily. To do His will. Let me tell you something, beloved. There are people out there that need you. People out there that's not going to make it without you. They're not. So we got to get off of our poe is me, woe is me attitude and get to move. Because there is work for us to do. He still has work for us to do. If He didn't have any more work for us to do, guess what? I really, truly, and believe that we'd be gone. He has no use for us. He don't have no work. No use for us. So, if you're not going to do His will, I'm not even gonna go there. See, y'all supposed to correct me. Y'all supposed to correct me. That was negative. That was negative. We're not speaking negative, we're speaking positive. So what we must do is do His will on a daily basis. He has work for us to do. And it's not even, may not even be somebody that you know. It's somebody that you don't know that needs you. Their life may even depend on you. And you don't even know it by what you say, think, or do. Make sure it's pleasing to God. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Let your ministry make room for you. Fasting, praying, serving, researching scripture, studying, meditating, think, move, 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 move. Amen? Amen. Amen. Everyone stand to your feet.